Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess it is his theme song.
Why not?
Why not? All right, Elliot Shore Parks, of course, with us every week on Tuesdays. But today on the Carson Wentz Apology Show, a special edition of an Elliot Shore Parks appearance. And, you know, Elliot, much like Joe Giglio and myself, was out on front on this thing here with Carson just not being all that people thought he used to be and would still be. And there's no doubt Elliot took a lot of heat here on WIP and certainly on social media in particular from a lot of callers and fans who just thought he was flat out crazy. Let's get his perspective on this, the Carson Wentz Apology Show Day, welcoming in Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. How you doing, Elliot?
What's going on, guys? Show sounds good. And Joe, I'm happy you're getting your day. It's well deserved.
Well, I don't know if it's deserved, but it's what it is. I wish it wasn't, Elliot. You know, no year was more fun than 2017, and I wish the Eagles and Carson together were still flying high, but they're not. Carson's a big reason why they're not, and so it's a day of reckoning. And Elliot, let me start with this. I want to read a poll to you, and I want you to tell me how this poll result could possibly have been what it was. This is a poll from October the 27th, 2020, which is exactly 3 months ago. Not 3 years ago, not 2 years ago, not a year ago. 3 months ago, we had a poll that was the following. How does Carson Wentz rank among other NFL starting quarterbacks? 50% of respondents said above average. 43% of respondents said average. 7% of people said below average. 3 months ago, Elliot. How is that possible?
I think with Carson, the issue has always been that you mentioned the high of 2017. I think seeing what he was in 2017, and honestly 2016 too, when you grade him on a rookie scale, the excitement was so big. I mean, I've been covering the team for years, and I've never seen the city so excited about a player. And when you see that excitement and you get your hopes up like that, it's just so much harder to come down and admit that that's not the case, that Carson's not that guy. So, you know, you bring up that poll. I think the fact that, the average one is the scariest to me in a lot of ways. Below average is obviously not ideal, but the fact that so many people even thought he was just average, I think just people are having trouble accepting that he's not the player he was in 2016 to 2017, and maybe the idea of having a quarterback of that caliber for 10 years, we took that for granted.
Elliot, is this what the world has become, that we have to apologize to one another for having an opinion that doesn't pan out?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I think it's a great point. But at the same time, we were correct. So, ultimately, you don't have to apologize, and I don't think an apology is needed. But we were correct. So I don't know. I don't know where to fall on that, but it's an interesting point.
Well, first of all, it's overblown I was rightus. That's what this is. This is a day celebrating
I was rightus. That's good work there.
And you were correct with a premature evaluation. We don't know that Carson's done, that he's a has-been.
He's done as far as being great.
We don't know that he's done here. I mean, he could be our – I think odds are good that he's our starter for this season. So celebrating the demise –
Not celebrating. Prematurely. Not celebrating.
Is I think it's a heinous act.
Well, I think what's interesting is, and I'll speak for me, you know, Joe Giglio, and I would assume Joe DeCamera, there's this perception out there that we've always thought Carson was bad or we always hated him, right? I went back and I looked because each year I've covered the team, I've ranked the players 1 through 10 prior to the season, right? I had Carson as the best player on the team 2016, 2017, and 2018. So even after the ACL, I thought he was still the best player on the team. So I don't think this is like a premature evaluation or us like trying to say, oh, we were right. Like at one point, I would assume all of us thought Carson was good. But I think that we were more willing than others when it started to fall apart to say, look, everybody, like, look what's happening here. And I think just other people were not, because they held on to 2017 more.
Hey, where did you have Jordan Matthews ranked on your preseason rankings of players?
Ahead of Alshon, I can tell you that much.
because you were wrong on Jordan Matthews. Wait,
hold on. I don't know if I was wrong about Jordan Matthews.
Really?
Well, look, I mean, who would you rather have, Alshon or Jordan Matthews? Alshon proved not to be a great teammate.
I want neither.
You want, okay, so I wasn't wrong then. I mean, I was, maybe wasn't as correct as that.
Why are we talking about Jordan Matthews right now? I thought this was the Carson Wentz apology show.
Well, this is what it's come to.
My point is, if we're apologizing for opinions that didn't pan out, then I guess we should give Elliot the opportunity to apologize for a tweet that I saw from him. One prospect I'm not sold on is Joel Embiid.
If I
were the Sixers, I would take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid.
Oh, well, I got
to. Would you like to apologize for that one,
Elliot?
Watch how easy this is. Ready? I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Oh,
there we go.
Well, there you go. That's
all
true.
Right.
That's well.
I was wrong.
Well done, Elliot.
Oh, good job,
Elliot. When did you?
And what about scoring in an NFL game?
I was not wrong about that.
Hitting a home run.
Yeah, well, we'll never know. I hope to one day get the chance to try.
Elliot, when did you first start thinking that Carson's not nearly what we thought he was, and that, frankly, what he was in 2017? What was the site? I'll just tell you this. For me, it really was not only when he struggled in 2018, but when Nick Foles stepped in there against the Rams and the Texans, and they won a couple games in a row, then won a playoff game. That's what I was like, wait, that's interesting. When did it really hit you?
I think that was one of the moments. But overall for me, and I do get a lot of heat for this, I am a big quarterback win-loss guy. I just am. Like, I think that's representative of how good a quarterback is over a long stretch. So when they started to just be like a sub-500 team, 500 team with Carson over a long stretch, for me, that's when it really started to say, maybe this guy isn't as good as we think he is. Now, look, the things around him impacted that, right? Like, the roster has not been as good. I think Doug, it's almost hard to evaluate him because of how poor Carson's played. Now, maybe he plays a role in that. But overall, like, I'm not blaming all that on Carson. But usually, if you have a good quarterback, you have a good team. There are not many teams in the NFL where you would say that's a great quarterback and their team is garbage. There's maybe one or two, but there's just not many. So when over 2 years, 2018 and 2019, they were only like an average team, that's when I really said, like, maybe this guy is not the top five quarterback that I used to think he was.
All right, moving on from the I was rightist, Elliot. This talk, is there any talk about the Eagles acquiring more front office help now that John Dorsey is moving on to Detroit?
I think they will. I think they'll bring in somebody. I mean, you look when they obviously brought in Joe Douglas at one point, and then they brought in Andrew Berry, and then when they lost Berry, they brought in John Dorsey. So you have seen them try to replenish their front office. Now, I don't know if they have five future general managers.
Although, hold on. I mean, Jeffrey said that there are five future GMs in the organization already. Do they feel the need if he actually believes that?
I mean, maybe they want to get that number up to seven. I don't know, right? They've always kind of tried to replenish that system. So I do think you'll see them bring people in. I mean, look, all jokes aside about the five GM thing, like, they are viewed as having one of the better front office staffs in the league. Like, the results have not been great recently, but I do know when it comes to just building staffs underneath Howie Roseman, how he is viewed as doing a good job at that.
All right, Elliot, outstanding stuff. I'll tell you, when this pandemic's over, you, me, and Jillia, we walk into a bar together. I'm expecting Richie and Seltzer and maybe millions of others to buy us a drink.
Can't wait. I could definitely use a few drinks after this year, so I'm excited.
See you, Elliot. Thanks, boy.
All right, talk to you.
Thanks, Elliot.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Let's go to Michael in Haddon Township. See who else wants to apologize today, how they want to weigh in. What's up, Michael?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Michael.
I wish to apologize to Joe Giglio. because Joe Giglio, let's face it, he was consistent even a couple of years ago to the point that I replied to one of his tweets one night saying, I think you're just being the contrarian heel.
Wow.
But you know what? He was right. Joe, you got on the bandwagon, what, 2 months ago?
No.
Now we're going to apologize? Nope. Sorry. Love you. But that ain't happening.
All right. Well, that's your prerogative. It's all
right.
Yeah. That's a smart,
hey, just
smart
real happy
point he
we
makes.
Got a real Mito signed.
It's a big deal,
and
man.
And my wife. Yeah. Yes, very. And my wife, Deb, is happy about it because she just loves to look at him on TV. So I guess we got the best of both worlds.
Well, I guess that makes it easier for you to watch Phil's games. That's good.
Oh, yeah, well, you know her. She loves it. So, yeah, but go. No, she gets all, like, teenage girl whenever he's at the plate. Huh. And a giant for you.
Yes.
Fifi Bofum, who smells the blood of the Englishman. The first giant we're all probably introduced to is in Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's a really interesting answer, Michael. Good stuff, man. Jack and the Beanstalk was a great story. And now I'm trying to remember, was the giant a bad guy or a good guy? Can you remember that, Richie Seltzer?
Well, obviously, it's
bad.
He's supposed to be bad. I don't remember if in the end, does he end up being bad? I don't remember how it ends.
Yeah, I don't either. But it was good stuff back then. All right, coming up, two phrases that stirred up a lot of trouble around here in 2020 related to Carson Wentz. Two phrases. I want to see if John and James can guess what they were when we come back. And then I'll lay them on coming up next. Jared Cameron, John Rich, we'll see who else wants to apologize on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.